You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In a champagne supernova. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to the people watching on Monumental Sports Network. Shout out to the people on the stream. I've been chatting with the people on the stream. Some dude said I need to let people give their opinions. I do. The dude was incorrect, suggesting there's personal beef with C-Rod. That's the only thing I push back on.
But the thing about it, let's be real. Everybody don't get a right to give opinions if your opinions are completely off base.
Yeah.
You know, if there were a particular thing like that, I don't think it's anything against C-Rod. I just think it's a high belief in the way that he wants to run the system. You know, I've never seen people automatically not run people as soon as the second half comes. It just don't make no sense to me. But it's what they do.
Like, what people are going to – I do not believe Dan Quinn is getting fired. I saw him shake hands with the owner and the general manager yesterday. Like, but if people call in and that's their take, I'm not going to tell them they're incorrect for feeling that way because they've lost 8 in a row and got blanked yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that – if you want regime change, you can make a legitimate argument right now. I don't think it's happening, but I'm not telling you that's incorrect. But the personal stuff, I just – you don't want to allow silly rumors to become a thing, and I was trying.
And remember, it wasn't the same. It's the whole new regime right now.
Right.
And guess what? He's on the active roster. On the other regime, he was always on practice squad.
Right. These guys cut him too last year. But yeah.
Yeah, but he's back. I'm just saying. Right. So,
let's go to Nate in D.C. Nate, what's up, man?
What up, y'all? What's long time no talk to. All right, I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. I was a little shocked to see how shocked everybody was that we went from 3-9 to 3-10. We weren't poised to be but so great. Our defense already showed too many holes. We played plug and play this whole time, and it showed. We had a lot of draft spots to fill in the beginning. We only had so many draft picks over the last 2 years. So we kind of knew some of these things were coming. So to see everybody so up in arms and like blood pressure all high, the thing that kind of bothers me, I guess I just wonder it a lot, is are we that kid that peaked too soon in high school? Like, are we Al Bundy of the NFL? Like, we had too much success too soon, so we kind of walked onto the field with just this mindset, like, yeah, we got this. And when we were humbled, each and every single time we got humbled, it was just like, maybe we don't have this. It's kind of
– I think
– I'm not
– I'm keeping you on because I think this is a good call. I think you're – saying they were 3-9, it shouldn't be a shock to go to 3-10. I think that's correct. But I think the manner in which they lost that game was the shocking part.
Did it.
Yeah, it's not that they lost. You're 3-9. You can clearly lose to anybody. You lost to Miami 2 weeks ago.
Just the effort I saw was a problem to me.
In the second half, when they had the roughing on JJ and every tackle was getting broken, it was just like, they're just like, man, bleep this. And that was shocking because it's 14-0 and you get the ball coming out of halftime. That's very much still a ball game. And then to your other point about, man, did they peak too high and let it get to them? I think maybe in the roster construction and how they ran training camp, like I think they were kind of feeling themselves coming into the game. But if we're talking about peaking and feeling themselves in mid-December when you're 3-9, that's a joke. And I don't think that's the case. But if that is the case, that is a freaking joke. Like, live in the moment, right? We're prisoners of the present. That's what Von Miller said. In the moment, but hell no, last year means nothing.
What happened last year probably did happen too soon. But hell, that's last year. Season almost over this year.
Last year.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's where so many people have so much angst. They're still looking at this team as the last year team. This is not the last year team. This is this year's team. And this year, they have not been anywhere close to last year to make us even still think they can be last year.
Yeah.
100%.
I want everybody just to don't get your blood pressure high. Like we gotta stay healthy for next season. Like we got some decent draft picks coming. It seems like at least draft spots.
All right.
You know.
Appreciate you, Nate.
Thanks for taking my call, y'all.
See you, man. We live in interesting times, Brian. Dave is in Raleigh, probably listening on the app. Dave, what's up?
What's up, Dave?
Hey, guys, I am listening on the app. Hey, I got a question for each of you fine gentlemen. JP, I'll start with you. I'm hoping that you would be willing to consider doing this with either Cliff and or Dan in your pressers this week. I would love to find out why they are so unwilling to go under center more often than they do. I think the junkie said they're like one of the worst in the league, like maybe 7% of the time. That to me seems ridiculous. I would love to know if it's they don't think that Jaden can do it. They only did it like once or twice yesterday, and they were successful when they did. I just don't understand that. And then number two, Brian, for you, I think a couple weeks ago when when Jaden got hurt, I think if memory serves me correctly, you were not liking to the fact that maybe he's fragile. I'm wondering if you are maybe at least open to that possibility now.
No, I'm not open to the possibility now. I just think that football people get hurt. So I keep saying all the injuries I had, but you know, nobody would say I was fragile. Nobody would say I was a person that was injury prone. Why? Because I played. I think I grew up in a different era. I think today we run with all my question about the being on the center or not on the center. What the hell does that do? Is it hurting somebody?
The thought process is being under center sets up your play action a lot better. If you run out of
under center. I think the running game will be a lot more effective there. But there are people that are running that thing. Pat Mahomes been to 5 Super Bowls. Running from like exactly how Jaden is running the ball right now. So, I mean, it could be done either way. But just because one group says it doesn't mean it's damn right.
Yeah, I'm just interested to find out why. It's not just for play action. I mean, that is obviously a big thing, but you have to go for time, right? I mean, it's a timing thing where maybe that keeps Jaden from scrambling so quick. Where it's a timing thing, right? JP, I would just love it if I know you have a list of questions you ask these guys, but I've never heard anybody ask these guys that. I would just love to know why they don't do it. That's all. I'm not to get too in the weeds on this.
I can't remember who it was. Somebody asked Cliff about that 2 weeks ago, and he said,
"Oh yeah,
we use pistol and shotgun primarily because that's what Jaden prefers." And I think you could argue they need more under center snaps, line up a jumbo or 13 personnel. Like I get all that. I think last year none of this was a concern, right? Because the offense was moving the ball well. I think results, right. But like results versus process is always kind of the question. I'm a results guy, so I understand your question. But I think for Cliff, when he says it's what Jaden prefers and the timing, like, I under center or shotgun, I don't think it's going to impact Jaden's scrambling whatsoever. I think it's primarily driven to create play action opportunities. But I appreciate the call, Dave.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'll see you later. I was letting him reply. Hank is in Brandywine. Hank, what's up, dude?
Hey, buddy. Hey, I kind of agree with the fella Nate a couple calls ago that said, you know, he was expecting too much. I was realistically thinking, hey, if we make the playoffs, everything went right last year. If we make the playoffs, you know, maybe we can do something. Well, now, look, that seems even crazy that I thought that. But, hey, the one shining light, guys, Snyder ain't around no more. So that's got to be the shining light. And I think, honestly, most of the roster – and the coaches staff, I don't think they're going to go George Steinbrenner and get rid of Quinn yet. So, but everybody should be looking that they're playing for their jobs.
Agreed. You know? And I think coaching for their jobs. And that doesn't just mean the head coach. That means everyone involved. I don't think there's significant change coming in these last 4 weeks. I don't read the rule that way. But I think you could be looking at an offseason with significant change.
Did our quarterbacks going to turn in RG3? Let's hope not. He is frail, but let's hope not. And I'm going to get out of here. But, hey, I'm going to say one thing. About 6 months ago, I talked to Brian about who pissed him off the most, and he said Warren Sapp spit on him. And I responded, and I come in with the S word. Y'all cut me off. Finley, you took the Lord's name in vain today, and you slid. I'm sorry you had a bad trip.
You can't say the S word, bro.
I know, but you said GD, Brian.
Yeah, but that's not saying the S word. You got to understand, we know the rules of this damn radio.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yes. Brian.
Okay. Hey,
you, he got to answer the Lord on that one. I'm just playing. Later.
Hank out here snitching. Relax.
Snitches get stitches.
Yo, I almost tweeted this out yesterday, and I held back because I didn't feel like dealing with it. I'm going to show Brian, and I'll show the YouTube, and I'll show the monumental a picture. You know how, like, on your with an iPhone, maybe it's the same with a Samsung, but at least on my phone, mm-hmm. pictures just randomly pop up. Like, remember this moment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, just all the time you get random pictures that pop up. However bad things are right now, and it is bad, not sugarcoating anything. You've lost 8 in a row. You're 3-10. It's bad. This is a bad football team. There are real questions. Roster construction, coaching, performance. Real questions. Mm-hmm. It's bad. Not sugarcoating. But this picture popped up on my phone yesterday.
Wow.
This picture, hopefully you guys can see it on the stream.
Wow.
White Brian, is that showing up on the stream? And then Joey, Tell me what camera you want me to point to show people this picture.
I think it's over here.
So for our listening audience, the picture that popped up on my phone yesterday was Ron Rivera on the left, wearing a very nice blazer, I would add. Tanya Snyder on the right. And Carson Wentz in the middle holding a Washington helmet. Wentz is wearing what looks to be like a burgundy and gold themed outfit, but the gold looks a lot more yellow. Kind of looks like a...
Yeah.
It
looked like what Jim Zorn said.
Yeah. This is where we were 3 years ago? 4 years ago? What year was Carson? 21? Mm-hmm. Ron showed up in 20, right?
Carson was like that next year or 2 years later.
I think it was Fitz. No, first it was Alex, Dwayne, etc. 21 was Fitz. 22 was Carson.
21.
No, 22. 21 22? Was Fitz.
Okay.
This was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So let's try to keep some level of perspective. Now, we're not letting anybody off the hook. There needs to be a real thorough examination. What do you call it? There needs to be a colonoscopy of this team. We need a thorough investigation, a thorough examination. Drink the liquid, prepare the camera. You need to look at every angle of what the hell is going on this year. But this was only 3 years ago. George is on the line. Hello, George. How do you do?
JP, you wild, man. I ain't giving nobody no colonoscopy.
I'm not saying you need to. There's doctors for that.
Hey, hear me out, fellas. Great show. Hear me out. Let me finish this rant before y'all interrupt. RG3 2.0, and I'm going to tell you why. Both quarterbacks, first year, amazing. Second year, both quarterbacks fell off for whatever reason you want to call it. Injuries, staff, line, offense, defense. It doesn't matter. All right? Third reason, family members. RG3's dad involved, got annoying. Couldn't stay out of people's ear in the locker room. You got Jaden Daniels' mom everywhere, micing her up on Hard Knocks, talking about how beautiful she is. It's all about her mom. Why can't these parents just leave them alone and let it be about the athlete?
What is his mom doing that has affected anything on that football team?
Who knows? I'm not in the locker room.
Well, I'm asking
neither
you a question.
Is she.
I'm asking you a question because you sound stupid saying that, really. I don't think it's nowhere close. It's nowhere close to where Robert's dad was. Robert's dad was inside the building.
I wasn't in there either, so I don't know.
I'm around. Robert's dad was in the locker room. Robert's dad was saying stuff. His mama is handling all of his business. She handles. So you're gonna see her.
Stay out of the limelight. Stay out of the limelight.
No. The prop. She not trying to be in limelight. The camera's calling her. Listen, man. I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm gonna say it. It affects the hell out of me when I see a black parent trying to be in a kid's life, and people always got a damn problem with it. When the white parent in the kid's life, they don't say a damn word. Let's stop that BS, man.
You can be in somebody's life without being so blatant.
What is she doing that's blatant? I don't see anything she does that's blatant. I hear this crap all the time.
Can I ask a question, George?
Yeah.
I know Regina. She's a very pleasant woman. Last year, when Jaden lit the league on fire, she was on the sideline of the field before every game. Jaden would come, give her a kiss, say hello, she would wish him luck. She was wearing the Jaden jackets and stuff. I don't think it made any impact last year. I don't think it makes any impact this year.
It's a narrative that someone started.
It's just the things we see. Beginning of the season, he looked off before he got injured.
But what does that have to do with his mama, though? That's what I'm talking. I don't get that.
But I'm giving you all three reasons that I see, personally, that I see. I'm giving you all three. It's not what you see, Brian. It's what I'm telling you.
I understand what you're saying. But what I'm trying to say, you say they had great years, and then they fell off the next year. Dude, it's a lot more that go into that than you see.
They both can't stay healthy. Fact. I mean, it's just the facts that line up. It's just things that line up in my eyes. We're all entitled to our own opinion. I think we need to draft a quarterback, not number one, not number two, not the second round, maybe the sixth round. But we need a quarterback. Everybody's job is on the line. Nobody's job is safe.
I can understand that point, but that thing, that narrative of trying to make his mom into a problem, that don't make much sense to me.
Thanks for the call, George.
It could be a problem. It might not. All right, see you guys.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has an opinion. I can say that opinion to me is stupid. That's my opinion. So I understand fans all have an opinion until you want to say something to them. I think that's a dumbass opinion.
I don't think Regina's involvement is an issue. And I know how different it was with Robert's family because they had a direct line to ownership. And not to suggest that Regina doesn't have a direct line to ownership, but there's
I think it's nothing close to what the hell that was.
The Griffins wanted input, like Robert Griffin Jr. wanted input on personnel.
Yes.
And probably and got the office in some that capacity. They were running. Like come that on, is man, not what's please. Happening with Regina. And I think it is important to delineate that in a significant manner.
Yeah.
Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right, you can get in on the action with 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.